baby, we're back. You can blame it all on Turkey. I'm done.
I was just going to let you go. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to add quips. I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to let you go. But guess it wasn't that long.
No, that's all I had.
All right. Sounds good.
It just came to me in the moment, and I went for it.
Yeah. You sure did.
Or something.
You sure did there, brother of mine.
Well, welcome back, everybody, after a week of getting...
Stuffing our faces.
Yeah, exactly. And all that tryptophan all up in our bodies.
Oh, my phone.
And, and Patrick had just dropped his...
Well, I was trying to balance it on my fat stomach, and it fell.
That's how you do the podcast. He actually just sits there without a shirt, of course.
No pants.
And well, sometimes, but not today.
Not today.
And he props up his mic on his belly.
imagine if Jabba the Hutt did a podcast. How would he have it set up?
Like that.
Like that.
And then an awkward dancing no one wanted to watch. But we are back, the Brothers Geek. This is episode 52 or something.
Yes, yeah. 52.
And I am half a host, Chris Laporte, and I... and the Infinity Stones.
The Infinity Stones. Hunt for Red October.
Infinity Stones Spit Polisher and Scrooge McDuck's Coin Counter.
Yeah, you're having trouble over there.
That was a mistake. Why did you do that to yourself? There was a lot of alliteration in there.
Well, my name is Patrick Laporte. I am your resident pocket camper. And nice. Aquaman's gene guy.
You got a gene guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw the movie last week, Chris. And,
gotcha.
It was a real geek. It was pretty fun. It was as good as Civil War, if not a little better, because it gets to the point faster, and the big fight happens, and then the movie ends like 5 minutes after that, where Civil War... The big fight happens, and there's, like, 45 minutes left in the movie, and you're just like, why?
why?
Yeah. What is this? But I was informed that there was a negative review. Imagine that. There was a lot of negative reviews. But one of the negative reviews for Justice League was that Aquaman wore pants. That's why I had a negative review, is because Aquaman wore jeans. And so I'm Aquaman's jean guy this week.
Wait. Did Aquaman wear jeans the whole movie?
No, just before he got his suit, his official Aquaman suit, when he was still posing as a human. Yeah, he wore street clothes, and then he walked into the water with pants on at one point.
What's he supposed to wear?
I don't know, but that was one of the negative reviews. Also, he must have taken classes from James Hetfield, because a lot of times he went, yeah, and it was pretty great.
Yeah,
my man. Yeah, but Jason Momoa seemed like he had a lot of fun.
Even in the trailers, it looked like he was having a blast.
He had so much fun. There's one scene where I'm pretty sure they just started filming, and he didn't know yet because it's just him drinking like a whole bottle of whiskey. But I'm pretty sure they just started recording, and he didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. Probably not. Or they're like, oh, here's your prop. And he's like, yeah.
Bullshit. He's like, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's good. Were people just wanting his, like, just dick to be out then? Is that the complaint?
I mean, that's what I wanted too, but I wasn't going to write a negative review because of it. I mean, it's Jason Momoa. So, of course people want to have his dick out.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
Jeez. Well what's the news this week? Or what's
What do we drink? Well, let me go first, because I have a very special drink tonight.
Oh, okay.
And that's Cran Raspberry LaCroix.
Nice.
I came over to Jamie's house to do this recording, my girlfriend, for the new listeners, I guess, and totally forgot my beer. Like, I was going to bring one, and there's no beer here. So
but where's all the rum gone?
Exactly. So yeah, it's real good, and very low percentage though.
Very, Very. Well, I am keeping it thematic this week, because by the time this comes out, it will be December. And so I have a December-themed beer with me this evening.
Oh!
It comes from Deschutes Brewery, which I've had their fresh squeezed on the show before, but this one's the Jubilale from Deschutes.
Jubilale.
Yeah, a festive...
I don't think I've had that.
Festive winter ale, is all it says. Let's see, profile. Cocoa, dried fruit, and toffee notes. A robust ale with a warming spice. 6.7%. Not bad. Let's have a little... first time on the show.
And in your body, maybe.
Pretty good. I get a little hints of cocoa in there. Yeah, not overwhelmingly like other chocolate ales, because it's not a stout.
I feel like whenever there's like a flavor in there, it's never enough. Like when I have a peanut butter stout, I want all the peanut butter, and I don't get enough of it.
It's definitely more like on that warming spice side, which is not bad.
All right.
Because it's not like spicy, you know, it's more like a nutmeg sort of kind of going for it. It's pretty good.
All right.
Get me in the mood for Christmas.
Get me cheery, I suppose.
Yeah. Make me gay, I suppose. In the good way. I mean, that there's a bad way. But like,
You just painted yourself into a corner right there.
As in, I meant to say in the happy way, but then it came out good. Yeah. That's my bad, guys and gals. My bad on that you guys hear that?
Not as a derogatory. Is there another bug?
There's a fucking plane outside of my window, and it's, like, super loud. Man, hopefully that catches on the recording. Jeez. No bug. No bug this evening.
It's getting... nice distraction from your derogatory comments.
Did you see how I did that little that sidestep? Good. Yeah.
My God.
It smells good. The beer smells good.
Well, that's nice. You actually had some news before we get into the big news. So we're doing a later recording. We would have missed the big news if we did a recording at the normal time, because it came out yesterday.
What?
The trailer?
Oh yeah.
But so I think we would have missed it if we did our normal recording time. But that's good. But you have some amazing news, and I'm very curious.
Yes. Okay. So you got Super Mario Odyssey, right? Or you've at least played it?
Yeah.
So Nintendo's doing a promotion for the coming holiday season for Super Mario Odyssey, obviously, because they want parents to buy the game and Switch for the kiddies, for the kiddos. But they are taking a new spin, I think. This is the first time they've done this since the 80s, I want to say. The 90s, perhaps. Early 90s. They're promoting on a breakfast cereal. They're making a breakfast cereal, Super Mario cereal. And it comes with some marshmallows, because people love that, obviously. People love...
Are they like, booze? Like
marshmallow booze? Yeah. I'll tell you what they are, Chris.
They better be booze.
They look like mushrooms. Looks like you got some green mushrooms. The red caps look like little hats. So red hats. So green marshmallows that are green... mushmallows, and red Mario hats, and then
just the tips.
The actual cereal looks like stars, of course.
So it's basically Lucky Charms.
Yeah, it's basically like Lucky Charms, but it looks like a lot less.
Just two fucking shapes?
On the box, it looks like there's another shape that's yellow that looks like a question mark block.
Oh.
You got that going.
How do you not think boo with your marshmallows, you jackasses?
I don't know. But that's not what's really going on. So it's going to start December 11th, so get your pre-orders in. The breakfast food is a mixed berry-flavored cereal with power-up marshmallows. Mm. But that's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is that the cereal box itself... Mm-hmm. Is an amiibo.
It's a shaped like? Is it just a box?
No, it's a box. It's a normal, like, cereal box.
Uh-huh.
120 calories per serving. According to a press release, the box amiibo features will let Super Mario Odyssey players receive gold coins or a heart in the game.
So you can actually plug this cereal box into your Switch.
Yes, it looks like on the back of the box, there's a place for you to scan. And you scan that right next to a nice little Super Mario pipe maze. And you scan that, and you get the heart or the coins.
Do you have to, like, complete the maze to, for it to scan? Where it's like, I fucking know
you
didn't do that pipe maze.
No, it doesn't look like it. Panic in the Pipes is what it's called. You gotta help a hungry Yoshi and save the princess.
Because Yoshi's the real hero.
Also looks like there's some fun Mario trivia on the back, but it's too small for me to actually see what the questions are. But I see A, B, C, and D with answers. So
that upside down answers, because that's how they get you.
Yeah. So
all right, well, yeah. That's good.
So get some Super Mario cereal, Chris, when it comes out, and do a live review on the show. Get some ASMR where you're just crunching into the mic real good, and let us hear it, man.
Yeah, definitely. And then I'll scan it. And see
if you get coins or a heart.
What it should have been is you should have got, like, Mario should have been able to just get, like, a new, I don't know, just have him do a motion of, like, eating cereal.
You should have been able to play as a cereal box.
His new outfit is just a box with holes for his arms and legs. And he's just swaddling around.
He's just wearing a cereal box. That would have been amazing.
You know what also I can do is send in my box tops.
Oh, yeah. It's good for the schools. It's good for schools.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know, but our grandpa used to do it all the time.
Oh, good guy, grandpa.
GGG.
Send it in those box tops.
Triple G.
Pretty sure I still have the quarter map somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For all the state quarters.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get those.
The collector thing. The collector's edition. That everybody is able to do.
Yeah. In 10 years, this will be worth 25 cents a quarter, kids.
Oh, man. Well, the big news, of course.
You gotta have the big news.
The big salad of news is...
There was a Jurassic World teaser?
It was a Jurassic World teaser with the little, baby raptor or something.
And that was it.
And that was there's
about 10 seconds.
All we know is Chris Pratt's in it, and there's dinosaurs.
So
we're right back to square one.
And it's the guy who did A Monster Calls, which is a strange choice, but whatever.
Hey, you know... Doing different, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey. But there is a culmination of the last decade. It has.
Jesus.
Of these movies that is finally coming to its narrative
peak
intersection. I don't.
The climax, as you would.
Oh. Infinity War has finally got a trailer.
Yeah. With weird looking Thanos.
Why is every villain now just like purple?
A shade of blue of some sort, yeah.
Purple CGI, dude. That's every villain.
Yeah, just wait till Avatar 2 comes out. You have all the blue guys you want and gals.
But, well, before we start ripping this up, because that's what's going to happen.
Hey, remember when the superhero movies, it would be one a year?
Yeah, for real. Well, there was like a lull too, you know, before Batman Begins. I feel like there wasn't much going on.
No,
there was. When did Superman Returns?
Oh, right, Jesus. Wasn't that you're one? you're gonna make me pull up fucking Google right now.
Yeah, it was the one before Man of Steel, and you know what? We lost a few things, and with all the crazy Hollywood. Grossness
Superman
happening.
Returns was 2006.
I think that was before Batman Begins.
Batman Begins was 2005.
So it was right on the coattails.
Yeah.
And they still fucking couldn't get it right.
Couldn't.
And
Iron Man was 2008.
Good news and bad news. You know, Kevin Spacey's a piece of shit. And
true.
The bad news is we now can't go back and watch Superman Returns because he's Lex Luthor in it. So we really lost Superman Returns there because it's just weird to watch now. The good news is
nobody was watching it anyway.
No one was going to do that. So
yeah,
you know, take, you know, silver lining, I guess. But we now have 15 million fucking superhero movies coming out.
Oh my god, there's gonna be 10 next year.
We were talking about this.
It makes me want to kill myself. Not really, but god.
No, you have Stardew Valley. You're fine.
Yeah, that's good. I'm good. That's all I need.
We were talking about this when we all watched Infinity War trailer. And how weird is it? There's so many superhero movies and so much happening at the same time. Yeah. How weird is it that we could see Black Panther in this trailer for a movie down the line timeline-wise that comes out after the Black Panther movie, which isn't out yet?
Yeah, which is actually one of the few comic book movies where I'm like, I'm kind of excited for that. Because it's different.
He was the only thing that I liked in Civil War. Because if you don't know my opinion on Civil War, it's not good.
It's not.
It really isn't. I don't get it.
The fight is cool. Why. That's it.
That's like saying the pod race is cool in Phantom Menace.
Exactly. yeah, I don't know. That is very strange, though.
Like, I guess everything works out.
And they, like, feature him heavily in the trailer, so you don't even know how, I mean, obviously it's a Marvel movie, so it's going to do well, but you don't know what the response yet from Black Panther is going to be, yet you're featuring him heavily in a trailer for a movie that comes after the movie that you would find out how audiences' reactions would be to him. And also, yeah, gosh, it took me a little bit. I blacked out at one point. The other craziest thing, too, is how could there be so much going on in a trailer like this, but I watch it and I'm just immensely bored already?
Yeah.
Because I know how it's going to end.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do this week. Mm-hmm. Because we are feeling we just don't care. Like, right?
Yeah. I don't care that much.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people are stoked, and we run this geeky podcast that heavily features, like, comic book characters at its center point. And here's the biggest comic book character thing to be happening, maybe in our lifetimes, because you're talking about, a dozen different franchises of movies and TV series, and all these things culminating to this one thing.
Yeah, the only thing that would be able to top it would be, like, if they did the actual Civil War
stuff,
like, story, maybe.
So it's kind of weird to instantly dump on it, but we're gonna dive into why.
I'm gonna do it though,
but because we need to figure out what is it that we are just tired of specifically.
Tired of seeing capes,
and what? And we all know no capes.
Yeah, I'm more excited for that movie. That superhero movie is gonna be bomb.
Dope. How do you make a good one now? Because there's so many. How do we get back on track here? How do I get excited? Because there was a time. There was a time when Dark Knight was coming out. I was like, fuck, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, there's
look at Joker. He looks insane. Like,
yeah.
I was really excited about it. I watched that trailer a kajillion times and was super pumped. Like, I'm super pumped for Star Wars. How do I get that excitement back into a superhero thing?
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever been super stoked to go see, like, a Marvel movie. I think I've mostly just been like, that looks pretty good. Like, cool.
Yeah. I think I was stoked.
Maybe Guardians 2, just because I really liked Guardians 1.
Yeah.
Guardians 1 I had no expectation for, so I wasn't stoked for
none
it.
Whatsoever.
I was excited to go see it the second time. Because I do.
I would say Guardians is the most, like, I've liked a Marvel movie.
Yeah, and I have some theories on that. Because same here. But we've touched on this probably our Logan episode. We've touched on some things as far as how to make superhero movies, how to get me excited for superhero movies again. That's to, you know, focus it in a little bit, make it not as big, I guess.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's what Infinity War is.
It's the biggest you can get. The biggest
thing. And it just, and that's, how the fuck are you going to make a coherent, it's going to be Civil War, but worse. Because they're just, how do you make a coherent story out of all these things happening? You're forcing, like, let's just, everybody's in it. Like,
yeah.
Force it all in there.
Because now it's going to be like, oh, Captain America comes back. Where has he been this whole time? Well, Black Panther's in it. What's he been doing? Guardians are coming along. Thor's coming back. Hulk's back. Iron Man's coming. And it's like, what the, shut the fuck up. I don't, like, it's, there's so, like, I watched that trailer and I was just like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Like, but I don't care to find out.
Exactly.
Because they're going to fight and then they're going to win. And if someone, and because the biggest thing now is, everyone's speculating, like, who's gonna die? Who's gonna die? Someone's gonna die. But for me, it's like, now it doesn't matter, because Doctor Strange has got this thing called the Time Stone that can just bring people back now, as long as he's got it.
Yeah, so, spoiler alerts, I guess, for Doctor Strange. I guess.
Which has been out, a while. Yeah.
But at the end of the movie, yeah, he literally just reverses everything that happens and gets himself in a loop over and over and over, which I like how they kind of creatively had him fight the big bad at the end, which again, big purple bad guy.
He's a big purple bad guy.
Big purple bad guy. A BPG. BPG. The BPG. Hashtag BPGs.
BPBG.
Big bad.
Yeah, big purple bad guy.
Big, okay.
BPBG.
Okay. The intro all over again. Yeah, you have him have an Infinity Stone, and as long as they have that one, it doesn't fucking matter. And even if it's taken away, which it might, because he might get all of them for the Infinity Gauntlet.
Pretty sure if he gets all of them, doesn't he just win though? So
I'm sure. But even if he does, I guarantee you, there'll be some way they work around it and find some weakness or something. And you could literally kill everyone. You could have everyone die, and then at the last moment, like, Iron Man, like, stabs him, and, like, Doctor Strange is, like, hanging on to life, and he does the reverse, and no one remembers it. And they're just like, hey, we should gather those stones up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then Thanos comes, and he's like, well, are the stones here? And then everyone just beats the shit out of him. The end. And everyone's alive again, but no one remembers except Doctor Strange. Like,
yeah,
I can see them doing that.
And there's a Soul Stone, or there's a hashtag grab that gem that hasn't even been. No one knows where it is. The Soul Gem or whatever.
Soul Gem.
Yeah. So,
is that like the heart ring from Captain Planet? Like, it's the one that's
the most, like, the powerful. Dumbest. No. Oh. No, I have no idea.
What? The Soul Gem.
The Soul
Gem. The other ones, at least, what does that do?
I don't know.
What do you mean, don't know? One of us has to know. We're running this podcast.
Oh, man. I'm going to maybe look stuff up again.
Yeah, I am.
First, let's look Soul up all Gem. Of them.
I hope, like, it just plays R&B music.
Power,
like,
I really hope. Gems. Marvel.
Power Gems.
Or whatever they're called.
Infinity Stone? Infinity War, man.
Infinity Gems.
Dumbass.
Power is one of them, I think. Okay.
Chaos Emeralds.
There's five. There's the Space Stone.
Space.
That's the blue cube.
Oh, okay.
Reality is the red one. Let's see.
Remember the red one in any of them.
Infinity Stones, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's look and see what they look like, shall we? Okay, so we got the Tesseract, which is the blue cube. We have the yellow one, which is the Mind Stone, which is in Vision's head, which we see it get taken from his head.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Reality Stone is red. It's... Oh, that's the one that the collector has, and he's keeping safe. Power Stone, which is the purple one that we last...
When did the collector get that stone?
It's in a Thor movie that none of them I've seen.
Oh.
The purple stone that we see in the trailer he has in his gauntlet, so he must have gone to the Nova Corps and just fucked them up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they are the ones that keep it after Guardians 1, right?
Yes.
Trying to keep track of that gem.
He has, because we see Loki giving him the Tesseract in the trailer, and then he has the purple one, so he has two. There's the Time Stone. He
probably gets that Vision one.
Yes, so he probably gets that Vision one. That's probably all he's going to get this movie. The Time Stone.
Is there more movies? Is it?
I think it was supposed to be two, but I think they put it into one now. That's gonna be just like because remember Justice League was supposed to be two movies as well.
It's gonna be a 4-hour movie,
and then the no coherence. Time Gen, which is the one Doctor Strange has, and then the Soul Stone, which is nowhere to be found. It's unknown. It's the orange one.
And what does it do? This is the whole journey here,
that's,
Patrick.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say on this wiki for the movies.
What does it do in the comics?
I don't know.
My God.
I'm sorry. I was looking it up. Soulstone. That grant its user control over reality, according to the most common... Blah, 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 the Soul Gem. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, this is getting into... I don't care. Oof.
Well, control over reality...
Properties.
Isn't that
the Soul Gem
it?
Is sentient. It's sentient. It has a desire to collect souls.
Oh. Yikes.
That's not good. The gem can trap souls inside of itself.
It's literally from Skyrim.
It attacks people's souls.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's all I look, I'm just reading I'm just reading you off of the Marvel Wiki, dude.
So basically someone is the Soul Gem. And we just don't know who it is.
They probably haven't introduced it yet, because it's like, this one's fucking weird. They're all weird, but this one's weird. We don't know how to do it.
Maybe that's how, maybe it takes Thanos' soul, and he's like in a gem.
Yeah, that's probably how they win, is they find the Soul Stone.
They're like, oh, I am the Soul Stone. Like,
Scarlet Bitch, I mean, Witch, is like, I'm the...
Oh shit, I'm the Soul Gem. Like, and she just turns into a fucking rock.
I'm the Soul Gem! Da-da-da-da-da! I'm the Soul Gem!
Yep.
And they have to sing that song. And you know it's gonna be Chris Pratt singing it.
Oh yeah.
But let's...
Maybe it is Chris Pratt, because he
with a sweet mustache. Did you see... Yeah, because at the end, he just has a mustache, right? In that trailer? Just got a mustache?
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know.
I only watched the trailer once, because I don't care. let's get back to what can they do better? What can superhero movies do better to make me get excited? One, don't release 10 a year.
That'd be great.
That's the first step.
Well, the big thing is... You're not only are you releasing 10 a year, they're literally the same plots. You're just having different people in capes,
different costumes,
do it, like, because it plays out the same way. I guess the power of friendship wins. So, I mean, that's right. That's how it plays out. I mean, it's
friendship
the same,
is magic, as they say.
Friendship is magic. Cause magic. Cause friendship.
Yeah. Charlie's going crazy.
He's so loud!
So fucking loud. I don't get it.
How is he so loud?
Whatever. Well, cheers to you, fellow loyal listener. This is why I need beer. This is really why I need beer every week, because I just want to... Ugh.
You want to punt the small dog that's at that house.
Anyway.
So, yeah, but... That's why Logan works, because it's not about saving the world.
Right. It's not about saving the world. It's about saving the human part that's still left inside of you, really.
Jeez, yeah. It's about giving this little girl the opportunity to not have to make the sacrifices he's made.
You know, she kicks fucking ass.
Yeah, but the point is, like when she says, like they're talking about the nightmares they have, and she says, you know, I fear people, like I dream about people hurting me, that's my nightmares. And he's like, I'm hurting people in my nightmares. And there is a transition, like you've killed so many people that you're an animal.
Yeah.
And that's why it works, because it's about these different themes. Just something. There's a few plot holes and different things. Fine. Who cares? Like, I love that it, looks at the characters instead of, you know, oh, we got to save the world. Like,
yeah. And, yeah, so do that. Draw it back in a little bit. Focus it in. Not as huge scale. And my next point is going to be why I don't like the time gen, is kill a main character, for God's sake.
The stakes mean nothing.
How many Marvel movies have there been where sometimes a minor character dies? Maybe. Because in Doctor Strange, but who gives a shit? They only did that because Fox...
couldn't use him. Yeah.
Because Fox still had the rights to him or whatever, so they had to kill him off. And he was in that one movie, so who cares?
Yeah.
He gets introduced and killed in that same movie. Doctor Strange's friend dies, but then just brings him back with the time gem. Just brings whatever he would just be able to. Yeah. They would just be able to call, hey, Doctor Strange.
Again.
Yeah. Tony died. Can you bring him back?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are speculating, like, oh, someone's probably going to die this movie, and it's, who cares if they do, because you just bring them back. And not only, even if they didn't have the time gem, I don't even want somebody else takes up the mantle. I don't even want that. I want it to be, no one else can take up this mantle, it can only be him, and he's
Captain America's dead, and no one else is Captain America. The end.
Even though that happens in the comic books, and people are speculating that he's going to die, and then Bucky's going to take his place. Fine, whatever, but I just want there to be stakes, like you said. Another reason why I like Logan. So, there's a theme that happens when I think about, because I was thinking about my top five favorite superhero movies or whatever. And one of the themes is some of those movies, there are stakes that play out that mean something. Logan, spoiler alert from Logan. Professor X dies and Wolverine dies.
Yeah.
You know, those are some pretty high stakes.
Yeah, when the whole part with Professor X dying is what did it for me. Because they're in that family's home and they connect with them. And no, they're not main characters, but it's this kind of quiet, peaceful moment. And that family gets wrecked.
A humanizing moment.
And they don't like put them in danger. They brutally murder each and every one of those family members, and then, like, after killing or stabbing, and we get to watch Charles die.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck. Like, the whole time I was thinking,
you got the ultimate Professor X.
This is a dream, right?
That movie.
Like, is this a... What's happening?
Yeah, I was expecting, oh, Wolverine's gonna wake up, or...
Yeah.
And then... Because he had a premonition that something was gonna happen, so it's just a nightmare, and then he goes, we gotta get out of here, you know, there's trouble coming.
And... There was a moment where, like other Logan, picks up
clone
picks
Logan.
Up, yeah, clone Logan picks up the little girl and starts walking down the stairs. I'm like, no, this is happening, and like we have to just sit through it, and it's brutal.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying you need to have this like hyper violence for there to be stakes, but take a moment where I expect you to go back on it and just push through. Like, this is life. Like, this is the story, and there's consequences for them taking a rest. Like, they cannot have a normal life even for a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that speaks volumes to the rest of the story, because there's still some typical superhero tropes and things happening. But that is what
like makes it's still a superhero comic book movie, yeah.
Right. but that's what makes
done really well.
Right.
So another one of my top five superhero movies where a main character dies, Wonder Woman. I mean, the, you know, her, the second main character in the movie dies. And yeah, you can say, oh, it's easier because it's way back in World War One or whatever, so...
Like, he's gonna die of old age at some point.
Yeah, but they did, they elected to not go with the, he just died of old age eventually. Like, they killed him.
Right.
And
right.
they killed Wonder Woman's teacher as well.
True.
Which is a big one, which she wasn't gonna die of old age. So that's another one. Another one of my top five superhero movies, Watchmen. I mean, there's a couple people that die in that movie. So,
and that's actually a really good point, because there's a typical kind of all of these things are progressing towards the end. The world's in danger. That's kind of like the highlight of the entire story. The clock counting down to the end of the world.
Doomsday clock, yeah.
And your antagonist ends up being someone who's, but he's a superhero. But he's doing this for reasons he thinks is good.
And he's a lawful evil kind
of... Yeah, like he kills a lot of people to save more. And he reveals what he's doing. And it's the typical like bad guy speech of like, I'm going to put these, you know, cities in danger and all these cities are blowing up and stuff. It's already happening. Like, you can't stop it.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's I started the countdown 35 minutes ago or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And the main bad guy in that movie isn't, you know, it's not an Infinity War where this alien comes and he's threatening all of us. It's humankind are right. killing it's, themselves.
It's the threat of nuclear war is the big threat.
Yeah.
And it's not a single person. It's inner politics interweaving with each other.
Yeah, and it's Ozymandias going, if I don't do anything, these more people will die anyway.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna... It's almost like a controlled burn for, yeah. like, a fire of I'm gonna destroy some to save the rest. And the good guys, some of them, understand that. And then you have, you know, you obviously have the comedian dying at the beginning. That kind of kicks everything off. But, you know, you have Rorschach dying at the end and getting blown up, supposedly, by Dr. Manhattan. It's pretty right. confirmed that he's dead from the comics, but in the movie they kind of leave it ambiguous. But
oh, he's dead.
He's fucking dead.
And now we have, I guess if you're going to be reading, I'm a little bit of spoilery territory for the new Doomsday Clock comic
yeah,
series. Yeah,
which I want to start picking up.
I think it's, like, it's still very sure, like, Rorschach's dead, even yeah. though someone is has taken up
someone his mantle. Yeah, yeah, has replaced him, but you're not sure who.
Exactly. So, there's already examples within comics books themselves, not just movies, of opportunities to go different directions, and that's all we
right.
want. Right?
Right? I mean, and
we just...
Yeah.
Take these characters that we've seen them do the typical, like, we get it. Like, they have superpowers and they win, usually. Like, we don't need that story anymore.
It's more understandable why comic books, like the medium of comic books, keep bringing people back because they need to go on forever,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
But for movies, I don't, like, have a definitive, like, have an endpoint, for God's sake, please.
Yeah.
I can't... do this for 25 years, you know, like
yeah, especially because it's like if you just keep the rights to these characters, you can do another, like, 8 years from now, just you can do just something different.
Yeah.
Do a Logan movie about one of the, you know, like what happens 20 years down the road, or what happens to this other person who took up the mantle, or, you know, it doesn't have to be the same. Well, let's, you know, do another origin story and do that
right.
again. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You can go so many different directions. And they pay attention, Disney, for Star Wars, because you're going to need to do this for Star Wars too.
Oh, yeah.
Because even me, there will come a point where I go, this
another
is
Star Wars movie. Yeah. yeah.
And I hate admitting that. But there will be a time at some point, depending on how good they do this, or how well they do this, if I can speak good. there will come a point where I go, we've seen like the same storyline play out.
Yeah.
Which is why I like Rogue One, because it's a little different. Yeah. It's not Jedi focused, and mm-hmm. it does some different things. And,
yeah.
And so it certainly has stakes. And, yes. But I don't. Marvel is all the same. Nothing really happens, really. Yeah. And I think it all goes back to Civil War. Civil War really fucked it up for me. Because I watched Spider-Man first, and I was like, I had fun. I liked Tom Holland as this character. And then I went back and watched Civil War. I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah.
I don't care. Even if you did have stakes at this point, and you killed off some characters, like when it looked like Iron Man's getting the shit kicked out of him at the end, I'm like, do it. Like, I don't care at this point. If I was thinking, what if Captain America really did it and just like murdered him? I'd be like, well.
I would be like, oh, Captain America.
I would be surprised.
Captain America's character just got interesting.
Well, yeah, at least one of the characters, but I wouldn't mourn Iron Man's loss.
No, I would be more. I wouldn't say excited, but more intrigued by, oh, how are they gonna? Because Captain America just killed one of his best friends.
And granted, yeah, it would have been something interesting for his character, but like again, so sure, like I don't have to worry. Like, there's no stakes.
But I know he's not, because I know Robert Downey Jr. signed on for 3 more movies or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, which is another problem where you know how many movies these people are going to be in before you see the movies. True. But something that I wanted to bring up that would help, that I was going to say, this ties in with what I was, where I alluded to earlier when I was talking about, when we were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. There needs to be more standalone, separated movies. Because now the problem with Avengers and Civil War and Infinity War and all this is, now it's just when you have a standalone, here's a Captain America movie or Spider-Man movie or whatever, it's always going to be, you know, here's this big bad villain threatening a whole city, and most of them live in the same city. It's just going to be, call up Doctor Strange, call up Iron Man. Or they're going to show up anyway, you know, sort of thing, because that already happens. And it's going to be even more so of that now, which I'm pissed about, because it's now, oh, the Guardians of the Galaxy are coming to Earth, and now they're always going to be available. And it's just...
And that's why I like Guardians, because it was separated from all that
stuff. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, that's why I liked a Wonder Woman, because it wasn't just call up Superman... Because he wasn't around yet, you know, sort of thing.
Right. And now you have to make it make sense for this world, too. Like, you can't do anything extreme in the Black Panther movie that's, well, New York's gone, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Because we know there's still story to progress in the movie we've already seen trailers for. And we've already seen characters that could have gone and done something extreme, but there they are.
Yeah.
In this trailer for the movie down the road.
Yeah, exactly. So I would want to see more, like, disconnected, let's just say Spider-Man, like a more disconnected Spider-Man movie where it's about him and his story and his villains, and it's not city-threatening, and don't even mention the other heroes. Don't even have Easter eggs of the other heroes or whatever. Just...
Right.
Let's just pretend like they're not even there. It's going to be a little impossible now at this point, but I think if you wanted to reboot superhero movies or whatever, make them all standalone separate movies. Like, make them all Dark Knight movies, you know, where it's just, there's Batman. He's the one person in this universe that has any sort of capabilities, you know. There's no such thing as Batman, no such thing as Flash or Wonder Woman or whatever. Like, oh, here's a Flash movie. Flash is the only one that has powers. You know?
Yeah,
here's a Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man's the only one in New York City or the world that has, you know, these things. Like, I don't want to see crossovers. I don't want to see big, huge Avengers movies or Justice League. which I'm sure that's what everybody does want, but me personally, I do not want. Like,
well, that's the thing.
That's like, why Logan's good, because it's separated.
I can stand back. Yeah. I can stand back and I can really appreciate what the Marvel Cinematic Universe is trying to do, because it is crazy that you have all these different stories interweaving, and it's very comic book like because the comic books always kind of cross over and all this kind of crazy stuff. So they're trying to bring that to the screen, and I appreciate that. But if you're going to do that, I think you have to know where you're going with each piece and where that's headed, how they're going to cross, and where it's ultimately going to go for all of those moving pieces. And if that wasn't how this was developed, it was, well, Iron Man worked. So
yeah, exactly.
Now we got to do everything like that. And then it was like, well, Guardians worked. Let's do everything like that. And you have these major influences on now all of them, and you kind of rearrange things. I mean, look at Thor Ragnarok is just Guardians. Like, and I like that they used a small director for that one, and they, you know, tried to do something a little bit different. But you still have...
And Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah, you still have this, like, cinematic universe that is influenced by what worked popularity-wise. Instead of saying, here's this story we are going for.
Yeah.
And we know where these pieces are going. Now let's start it. And everything has a purpose. But that's not what we have. We have what worked, what didn't. Let's just do what the most popular, what's going to get it. It's still a business more than it is a storytelling model.
Right. Because I'm sure there is plenty of source material to pull from comic books and graphic novels that are character-focused stories that don't have crossovers.
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, a Batman Long Halloween, a solo Batman story that has no crossovers or really references that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, it's been a little bit since I've read that, for the greater DC universe. That's an amazing Batman narrative.
Right.
That still has all the tropes of a Batman comic and story and characters that are familiar to Batman universe, but it's Batman. I'm sure there's plenty of source material for other things across all the universes as well, and all the characters too. But you just gotta find that and be comfortable with going into that knowing, hey, look, you're not gonna get a reference to another character or have a crossover. Which should be okay, but because people are all like, they've now been exposed to this, everybody's in everybody's movie, everything's an Avenger movie now. That's why I kind of like Doctor Strange too, because it finally introduced actual magic, where it's like, oh yeah, magic is a thing, this is magic, you know, this isn't,
right,
you know, and it didn't have, besides the after credit sequence when he's talking to Thor or whatever. You know,
it's fairly isolated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it ultimately comes down for me. Yeah. It's the same storyline order. And I'm not invested in any of the characters. In Dark Knight trilogy, I'm invested in Batman. I'm invested in the villain. Like, I'm invested in Joker. I'm invested in what's happening because I care about the characters that are in it. I really care about Logan in Logan. Yeah. I really care about their little group as they go on a cross-country road trip.
Yeah.
I care about those characters. So when something threatens them, and especially in a movie where I'm like, well, they've already proven to break the mold, I don't know what's going to happen, and I am invested. That's what matters. You can go back to kind of typical endings and that kind of thing, but why do I care if everyone's basically Iron Man? Like, it almost feels like it's just everyone's just sassy Iron Man all the time. And I mean, Doctor Strange was just Iron Man. That's all he was.
Yeah.
And
just with worse hands.
Yeah. His hands are still shit.
Yeah.
After all that. It's really about making me care about the characters in a new way. And you're not going to do that if it's, hey, I'm Captain America still, and there's a big thing, and oh, we beat the big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be tough for you to get me, like, super invested again.
Hopefully Black Panther's, like, cool, because I did like him from... Because he was a little different. He's very angry, and, like, I like his character a lot. He's also just badass in a way that, like, he's not. Like, the other characters kind of aren't. He feels like, oh, he'll just fuck you up. Like,
yeah, he doesn't give a shit. So he wants to protect his country. That's it.
Yeah. If that movie's good and they can work his character in a fresh way, then at least I have invested in one person.
And Michael B. Jordan's in that movie. Clusterfucked
of, yeah. So
excited about that.
Him, if I can care about him, I can kind of latch on to him and latch on to Chris Pratt, and maybe there's something there. But I really don't like that Guardians are in this, because I want them to be a separate thing.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Whatever.
Yeah. God, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But let's go on now to some Weapon of the Week, you think?
Yeah. You want to do the tune?
Yeah.
You want to do the thing? Do the thing.
You want to do the thing? I'll do the theme song? Do the theme song. How does it go again? Shit.
See what happens when we miss a week.
But I'm gonna look it up. Damn it!
Something. Something.
When you're surrounded by zombies and your future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your weapon of the week. There, found it. Got it. Jeez. I didn't even have to look it up. I just remembered.
Just came to you like a premonition, vision from heaven.
Whew. So if you don't know, if you're new and don't know what Weapon of the Week is, we have a listener, his name is Luke, and we discovered a while ago that he has this weapon that raises zombies up, and my weapon is going to be Charlie this week. he's my zombie this week. But Weapon of the Week started with, hey, you know, you're in a zombie apocalypse, but the last personal weapon you saw in a movie or television or video game or read in a book or even listened to on a podcast, that's your weapon to survive the zombie apocalypse. Through that, our listener Luke discovered that his weapon of the week was a weapon that actually controls zombies. So we discovered through that he's actually the mastermind behind this whole thing. And so every week, me and Chris go through some listener mail and see what their weapons of the week are, and then also talk about what ours is for this week. So we have two listener weapons that we want to highlight. The first coming from Jake, that actually would have been on last week's episode, but we didn't do an episode last week because Thanksgiving. But he says, hey, Brothers Geek, the last game I played was Skyrim. So my weapon in the zombie apocalypse would be the ability to carry 300 pounds worth of items in my pocket. Without it slowing me down.
That's valuable as hell.
That's valuable. You can pick up all the cans of beans and 300 pounds worth of cans of beans. And
now, could you throw that weight around? Would that be part of like your? You could like smash zombies with your pockets.
Yeah.
Waddling through.
Well, it's crazy because that 300 pounds can mean anything. That can mean 300 pounds worth of weapons. You know.
True. Yeah, just a big 300 pound iron block. Like, no features, just pure...
Just an iron block that you pick up and block smash. That's one,
exactly 300 pounds.
Yeah, that would be... That'd be good.
Like, well, I have this, I guess.
Yeah. we have another one coming from Joe. This one on Twitter. That first one was via email. This one comes in Twitter. At Brothers Geek Pod, my hashtag weapon of the week. Walls. From another.
Well,
yeah, that's all. That's all he says. No,
no further information.
From another D&D pod where character tries to befriend rats, a la Elaenor, which is, if you don't listen to RPG, you should listen. They swarm on him. He throws himself at a wall, but they move, and he just hurts himself. Hopefully, lower dexterity for zombies? Question mark. And so, you know. So this seems like a combined weapon of the week where you're using rats, like a rat wall combo, where you throw rats at these zombies, they crawl all over the zombies trying to shrug them off, and has the idea just to push them, just like to run themselves into a wall, And in doing so, they knock their own head off, because that's how you kill a zombie.
Yeah. So the rats you just throw on the zombie, and then you can make a wall just like, oh, hey, there's a wall.
Look at this wall.
Like, you can just like, whoop. Maybe it's a 300-pound wall, and you can't carry it.
Oh! Jake pulls out a 300-pound stone wall, or he just pulls out the stones and builds a wall real quick.
Yeah. And then, Joe builds the wall, and it's just super quick.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Oh, man. I like it.
Yeah, I like that, too. What's your weapon of the week this week, Chris?
Well, I started a... new series for myself on Netflix. It's called Big Mouth.
Okay.
And it's the fucking most ridiculous show I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how many times I've literally cried laughing.
Nice.
I was on the floor a couple of times. But it's basically a cartoon about kids going through puberty, and they do not hold back anything. And there's this, like, hormone monster that constantly, like, talks to them and tries to get them to, like, engage in their hormones, I guess. So my weapon of the week, of course, is puberty.
Nice.
So all those zombies are going to get just the most random boners at any time.
Oh, man.
Just like, oh?
And then they're all confused, like they don't know, like, oh, what's happening to my body? And then they start sweating a lot and like getting zits and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then they start listening. They start listening to Evanescence.
Oh, yeah, and like really edgy stuff. Oh, man. Or like boy bands if they're a girl zombie.
It gets real weird, though. And it really is effective with the wall. Because if they have awkward boner, they don't know where it came from.
Ooh,
and then they
run into
a wall.
Rough. That's rough.
Yeah. So, I don't know if I, like, do it. Is it, like, dust I sprinkle on them? It's just, like, instant
puberty dust? With this, you can fly! But it's like your Tinkerbell.
And then they don't fly, of course. And they just don't want to get out of bed all of a sudden. They just kind of lie down and they're just like.
And they just have three bowls of potato chips. They just eat all the time. But yeah, that's the trouble with puberty is they'll just get more hungry because they're growing more.
Oh, shit, you're right.
That's the negative side effect.
It's like my growing zombie boy. He just did my growing zombie boy.
Such a big boy. Or they'll just sit in their mom's basement and play video games. All day. Oh, wait, true. I'm describing myself.
Now, post-puberty.
At 23. My weapon of the week is I recently just rewatched Watchmen. It was on HBO streaming, and I was like, I haven't seen this movie in a minute, so I'll watch it. So, a lot of things that I could choose from this movie, but I'm going to go for something very specific, and that is the ability to give people cancer with my penis. I'm going to shoot cancer out of my penis at these zombies. Chris is off camera, dying. This is very wrong.
I was not expecting this.
It was a toss up between giving people cancer with my penis or the ability to not get my penis up. So, you know, it was.
Don't worry, I have puberty dust.
It's true, So that, you know what? I'm gonna go with, I give people cancer with my big blue penis. And I'll just point it at these zombies and pew, pew, pew.
And watch out though, they're gonna be awkwardly liking that.
Yeah.
After I, you know.
It's true.
But you can always put the wall up, and that's fine.
I always put the wall up, and it's all good.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the most I've made Chris die on the show.
Yeah, that was great. If you have a weapon of the week, please let us know. We love talking about them. You can do that through our website, The Port Port. That's The Port. That's our last name, P-O-R-T-E. Port. P-U-R-T. So the portport.com. Don't forget that E. And you can find all our contact information on there.
Yeah.
We have a contact page. You can email us right from that. You can find our email there. You can find our Twitter and Facebook pages there. And our personal Twitters as well. So you can get a hold of us any way you'd like that way.
That'll any one of those ways.
The link for that's going to be in the description, plus all of those Twitter, Facebook things.
Just make sure you use the hashtag weapon of the week so we know.
Weapon of the week so we know. Even though it'd probably be obvious when
you're throwing your... Let's see if we can get a hashtag trending, Chris.
Okay.
It won't happen, but let's try.
Let's do it.
It's no harm.
Or if you can also contact us all of those ways if you have any commentary on any of the episodes. Even if you're, hey, I'm 5 episodes behind and I know like they're moving on, please talk to us. We'll bring it up in an episode later on. That's fine.
Yeah.
And you may love Civil War. Please let us know why. We want to know. And what's maybe some of your favorite comic book moments.
And
we might share those and try to figure out how we can do a better
give us your idea on what you would do to change comic book movies in their present state.
Yeah.
Or not just comic book movies, because that's a whole thing. Superhero movies specifically.
Yeah.
So let us know how we do that, and hopefully next week we'll have a special guest on the show to talk about Justice League specifically.
That means I have to watch it, Patrick.
If you want to watch it, go ahead and watch it. If you don't watch it, the show will be me and him, because we've both seen it, trying to convince you to go see it.
Oh, okay.
So that could be another possibility as well. Or if you don't care,
I already know all the spoilers, so you can go ahead and talk about it.
Okay.
I've watched all the Mr. Sunday stuff on
it. Okay, cool. So hopefully
I was not surprised. Nothing surprised me.
No, nothing surprises you. But we'll talk about Justice League next week. So if you have any Justice League things, send those in so we can talk about that next week as well.
For sure. We are all in the midst of our Star Wars excitement. I have put up two articles.
So excited.
Two articles about Star Wars so far. All the different possible directions. Okay, not all of them, but like
a lot of them.
Directions. The different ventures Disney's doing with Star Wars could go,
TV
and then
show, movies.
Exactly. Now that we have some confirmed things, one of those confirmed things, of course, the TV show that I go way into detail as to what they could do as a Knights of the Old Republic TV show, and I had a lot of fun doing that one. So that's up now as well on the site, theportport.com, and I'll finish off the trilogy like any good Star Wars fan, and talk about. Probably going to be talking about what makes Star Wars Star Wars, so.
And why we love it so.
Why we love it so much.
Yeah.
Other than that, Patrick, is that our Geek of the Week?
I think that's our Geek of the Week there, Christopher.
Geek of the Week?
So,
alright, well.
That wraps it up for episode 52.
52. And
entitled, Comic Book Movies Suck? ? I don't know. Maybe.
Entitled, Captain America, Cancer Penis.
All right. Sounds good. Put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tiffany, why don't you make a mock-up of that for us, please? And make sure you have a big blue penis on it. but yeah, that's our Geek of the Week this week. We have some exciting plans for the new year as this year comes to a close, but...
Yep.
Stay in tune for that stuff, but in the meantime, this is Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
And we will see you next week. Cancer penis.
Oh my god.